The World This Week. Politics.
Juan Guaido, who is recognised as interim president of Venezuela by many democracies, appeared outside an Air Force base in Caracas and urged the armed forces to overthrow the socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro. Leopoldo López, an opposition figure kept under house arrest by the regime, appeared with Mr. Guaido after being freed by security personnel. America reiterated its support for Mr. Guaido. Backed by Russia and Cuba, Mr. Maduro said he had defeated an attempted coup. Amid more protests, Mr. Guaido called for strikes to topple the government.
Unions staged a national strike in Argentina to protest against the austerity policies of Mauricio Macri, the president. Mr. Macri's popularity has taken a dive of late, and he is up for re-election in October. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, a spendthrift populist ex-president, could unseat him, a prospect that scares investors.
China sentenced a Canadian citizen to death for drug trafficking. It is the second time this year that a Canadian has received a death sentence in China. Some observers think this is in reprisal for Canada arresting the finance director of Huawei, a Chinese telecoms equipment company.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of Islamic State, appeared in a video for the first time since proclaiming the creation of a caliphate across parts of Iraq and Syria 5 years ago. He has been heard in audio recordings since then. In the new video, Mr. Baghdadi notes his group's defeat at Baghouz, its last stronghold in Syria, but vows to fight on.
The White House said it was working towards designating the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. The decision would bring sanctions on what was once the world's preeminent Islamist movement. Egypt's president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who toppled a Brotherhood-led government in 2013, reportedly requested the move.
The IMF said Iran's GDP would contract by 6% this year, caused in large part by American sanctions on Iranian oil exports. Annual inflation could reach 37%, the fund warned. The crisis is fueling popular discontent with the government and ruling clerics.
The African Union extended a deadline imposed on coup leaders in Sudan to hand power to a civilian administration. The military junta was initially given 15 days. This has been extended by another 60 days.
China dropped its objection to a proposal in the UN to list Masood Azhar, the leader of a Pakistani jihadist group, as a terrorist. This allowed the UN to declare sanctions on Mr. Azhar, including the freezing of his assets and a travel ban. His group, Jaish-e-Mohammed, claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing that killed 40 soldiers in Indian-administered Kashmir in February. China had previously opposed such sanctions, apparently in deference to Pakistan, a close ally.
Akihito, the Emperor of Japan, abdicated. He was succeeded by his son, Naruhito. Akihito won acclaim during his 30-year reign for apologizing for Japan's misdeeds in the Second World War.